This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
A lot of spring drills still going on in places and wrapping up in others this weekend. And that's where we bring in the Conference USA champion head coach, Bill Clark, to talk to us about UAB spring game out at Legion Field coming up this week. Coach, good morning and welcome back to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. I want to start with, we keep painting last game, last time you do this at Legion Field. I don't want to jump to conclusions, but I feel like this will be officially the last thing you ever do at Legion Field. Is there some emotion tied to this spring game on Saturday for you?
Probably some. You know, I think just the true history of that, and I think the way everything ended up last year where we felt like, you know, we had more games there, and then, you know, it just kind of worked out. We didn't. So, really, this is the last thing. You know, we ran stadium steps there, you know, in January and February and on those Fridays when we go out there. So, we were actually there a little bit more and had to practice there the other day. But this, I think this is truly it.
You know, coming off another year where you win a conference championship, you've got 17 starters returning. Do goals change every year for this program for you?
You know, I think there's consistent goals, and then there are some that I think are changing. You know, and I think for us, it's always, you know, champs is what we break it down on. I think that's a big deal for us, is to win that conference championship. And, you know, like all of us, we want to win every game and play at our best and all the above. I think for us, it's really been, you know, what does this offseason look like for us, which is one of the best I've ever been around. And I think just the expectations that our, you know, that our guys have for themselves, how we practice, how we train, and all those things that are encompassed in that are, you know, they are different.
UAB coach Bill Clark with us on the Mick Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline. Spring game coming up over the weekend. One of the big guys you've got to replace is Jordan Smith. He's about to be in the NFL, which is really good for you, obviously, but it does leave a hole at defensive end. But reading some of the notes from the scrimmages, I think you guys have had some success perhaps in finding maybe not the next Jordan Smith, but the guy you're going to put there.
Yeah, you know, I think a guy that, and I don't, you know, when we talk, I usually don't single out guys, but I think Alex Wright is a guy that's going to be the next guy on everybody's name. I mean, I'm on everybody's list, you know, who's been with us. Justin Thomas is a guy that transferred in from LSU last year that is now eligible. And, you know, and that whole group is just, you know, you got Kelly Sanders, you got Michael Fairbanks, you got Kyle Harrell, and so on. And so it, just our outside linebackers, which has been a really good group for us, that whole group is really stepped up. But I think Alex Wright's a name you really need to be looking out for.
146 days away from UAB's first contest as the Blazers get ready for their spring game this week out at Legion Field. I'm interested from you as a coach. You talk about how good this offseason has been for you. Is that just maturity of your team? Tell me what's the DNA makeup of this team that makes you think this has been, or makes you know this has been such a good offseason for you?
Well, yeah, good question. I think for us, it's just the things they embrace, the details, the, you know, I said it the first time we went, ran out at 6 a.m. at Legion, and it's about 32 degrees, and they're hollering and screaming, and okay, let's see what they do next week, you know, and they did it again, and they did it again the next week, you know, and it's, do they embrace nutrition? Do they understand that, okay, we can do all this, but we can't let down in academics? And, you know, I think when the players believe in it, you know, we had a speaker come in and talk to him, a former Navy SEAL who spoke to a bunch of teams, and he said, all right, you know, who wants to be held accountable? And every guy in our room held his hand up, you know, and he said, I've never had that happen. And I said, well, you know, I think that's what we're looking for, is guys that want to be held accountable, want to take coaching. And, you know, that's just kind of, I think, the feeling on this team right now is let's do everything we can to get better.
How strange is it going to be to not have Spencer Brown around?
Yeah, it's strange. You know, we got our pro day on Friday, and I think he's going to put up some unbelievable numbers and really shock those guys, which, you know how that is. You know, they look at all this great tape on a guy, but they still want to see him run a 4.440. But it is. It's going to be different. And, you know, he was at practice yesterday, and I was like, you know, man, I miss that guy. But I do think we've got some really, really good running backs. It's the deepest we've ever been. You know, you don't you know, you're not going to probably replace that guy, you know, ever, because he's just spent that much to us. But It will be different when you've had a guy with you, you know, since we the return of the program all the way back to 17.
UAB coach Bill Clark for a few more moments on the Mick Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline. What is your strategy in spring games? We and the media, and you hear fans say it too, just don't get anybody hurt. But you don't go out there just to not get people hurt. I mean, there's value in doing this or you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I think for us it is that chance for, you know, for those guys to play in front of the fans, their families to get to watch them. And I think for you, you kind of know what your one guys are going to do, and it's a chance to really look at. I mean, obviously they're going to get some playing time, but who's the twos who are trying to be one? Who's the threes that are trying to be twos? And you know, I think we've been blessed this spring in the fact that we've got a lot of depth. Now we got a couple positions that don't, and that's always the problem in the spring. How do you let when you've got one position maybe not have the numbers, and then all of a sudden you get you know, a couple guys with a hamstring or whatever, not affecting your whole practice. But, you know, I think we've been able to get through that. But I do think for us, and maybe a lot of other people, it's what is that next guy going to do in a game situation?
We played the sound earlier this week and discussed it from Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy, discussing the idea of actually having competitive spring games where you would play an opponent, not just yourself. Is that something you would be in favor of? I heard the groan, so I take it the answer is no, you would not be in favor of that.
Well, you know, we kind of started that in high school where we said, okay, yeah, let's play a fall jamboree. And it really turned into another game. I mean, and so, you know, all of a sudden for me it was like, okay, now I feel like an NFL coach. You know, we were playing in the state championship, so it was turned into 16 games, you know. But I think just what we do is good. I think spring is such a great time to get better, and you don't worry about an opponent. And, you know, I guess it wouldn't bother me if other people did it, but for me, I like how we do it, and it really just, you know, I think there's plenty of competitive games when that time comes in the fall.
Hey, don't forget the spring game. You can be there as a fan. Some tickets are available thanks to Pepsi, the presenting sponsor of UAB's spring game. You can either pick up the tickets at Legion Field on game day or go to the UAB Athletic Ticket Office, 205-975-UAB1, to be part of the spring game coming up Saturday at Legion Field. Bill Clark is with us on the show. Coach, obviously your defense is one of the best in the country. Statistically, you look at that, that is a fact. How tough is it, or challenging, or is it a great opportunity for your offense to go against them every day in practice? Is it hard for you to gauge the progression your offense is making because of what your defense is on a day-in and day-out basis?
Yeah, you know, I think, for one, it makes our offense better. Number two, I think our offense has grown substantially. I think, you know, you may not see all that in the spring game because of, you know, we kind of limit them on formations and things they do. But I think offensively we've grown. I think it helps going against our defense, which, you know, is something that I've always prided us on, is to be very multiple. I mean, you know, we're going to play press, we're going to play zone, we're going to play three down, we're going to play four down, we're going to blitz you. And I think that's the things that make us better offensively. And that's, you know, kind of that give and take in the spring of, okay, this group's looking good. You know, is it the other group's not as good, or maybe they're just having a good day? But I do think it's making our offense better.
I know so many fans and so many people in the city are so excited about the new stadium. How often do you just drive by it, let it sink in?
Yeah, you know, I think every chance I get to, you know, especially before spring, I was going over there. And, you know, every time I would come and go, it would be just amazing to see the change. And I have not been since before spring. I took a group probably about five or six straight weeks. And, you know, I think the standard from everybody that's seen it is just wow, and that it's better than they really even hoped it would be. I'm just, you know, I could not be more proud for our, you know, us obviously at UAB, but our city and just what it's going to mean to everybody, all those businesses around there. And as you said, every time you drive by it, you know, you think of UAB football now. So it's going to be great.
Have you and Mark had discussions having that facility now? Does that change the people you can invite to try to throw out for home games, to try to get different out-of-conference games in that stadium now? Does that change who you ask and maybe some of the reactions you're getting in the football world?
Yeah, I just think it's going to be – it's just that whole, you know, every part of that process of the games and who comes and what it looks like. And you know, I think obviously with us opening up with Liberty, you know, there's a great example of that. You know, we're going to play a top 20 opponent, at least in the preseason, I assume. there is our kickoff game. So, I think it's just it's going to make everything better. You know, every part of it, you know, recruiting, fan experience, player experience, everything is just going to be better.
All right, he is UAB head coach Bill Clark, the 2021 UAB football spring game presented by Pepsi. Complimentary tickets, thanks to Pepsi, and they are available the day of the game at Legion Field, or you can call right now the UAB Athletics Ticket Office. I say right now, probably not open yet, but later on. 205-975-UAB1, 205-975-UAB1.
Their coach gets up early. The ticket office better start getting up
ticket
early.
Ticket office has office hours. Coaches don't have office hours. They just work, period. Coach, thank you for the time. Enjoy the game Saturday.
All right, guys, and then May 14th is my golf tournament that supports our Excellence Foundation. So love to have you guys out. You can look up, well, that's on our website if you'd like to be part of that as well.
Are you Ben Brook, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Are you like a roundtable team, me, Jim, Lance, and then we find one other and that's our team?
Yeah, y'all come on.
Okay. All right. I think we can do that.
Can we put a little side wager on it? A little side wager on it. Our team against your team.
I'll be putting.
Hey, we haven't asked you our obligatory Burger King commercial, our Burger King question, because we know you love it. Have you used their app yet? Do you get it delivered?
No, I probably hadn't moved up in the world to get the app, but you know, I do have a Burger King right over here close by, so
don't need
to check it out about 2 weeks ago.
Do you get the Whopper as is? Do you add or take anything away from it?
No, it's as is. It's usually double. Cheese, and of course everything's got to be, you know, you got to have the fries and the big drink as well.
So you're a mayonnaise guy though?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All of the above.
Yeah. I mean, Coach, look, a lot of Calhoun County and me and Coach Clark, there's a lot of mayonnaise in Calhoun County, so you got to understand that. Thank you, Coach. Take care.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
You too. The old double wrap up with Coach Clark.
Hey, I did mean to tell you guys, we did get invited to play in that tournament.
In the Coach Clark tournament?
I just haven't told you guys yet.
Well,
I
literally just got invited by the guy whose name's on the tournament, but somebody before that.
Well, I think I know our world enough that we're to the point now where that was Bill Clark being passive-aggressive, saying you guys have not answered whether or not you are playing in our golf tournament yet. Okay. We've thrown out the invitation.
Well, that's my bad.
So, that was passive-aggressive Bill Clark saying, hey, are you guys playing in my golf tournament or not?
So are we?
You two can play in it.
Okay.
I'm trying to go on a run here. I haven't played in 3 years.
Oh, you're trying not to play golf?
Yeah. Well, would you
Is that a hard thing to do?
No, it's very easy. I made it through the pandemic without playing around a golf.
Would you just come ride in the cart and have a beer or two?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
Sure.
The Mick Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline is where you found Coach Clark with zero sugar, zero carbs, and only 80 calories. Try cucumber, lime, peach, pear, or spicy pineapple.